You are listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Global Roots Radio Show. My name is Neil Farr, and in the studio we have Gerald Tremble and Serdar Tungtin. And we're glad to have you both back here. Serdar, hello.
Hi, this is Serdar Tungtin. Welcome to another episode of Global Roots.
And I'm Gerald Tremble. Today, in honor of the global holiday that takes place in this season, we're going to have a show that speaks both to current events and to ancient traditions. We call it Music for Peace from West to East, mainly because that rhymes. But we're going to look at the connections between our cultures through several places, starting in Asia, Middle East, Africa, through Europe, and into America. And we're going to look at some ancient music, and we're going to look at music today that's being done by artists who combine this in a way that I find very, very interesting. And we're going to have two salient points of contact: Anatolia, or Asia Minor, which we know as Turkey today, and Spain and its connection to North Africa. But we'd like to begin a little bit north of that from an American artist deeply trained in the Celtic tradition. Her name is Jennifer Cutting. She's a composer with her Ocean Orchestra, and this will announce our holiday program with Song of Solstice. Jennifer Cutting's Ocean Orchestra from the record Song of Solstice, and this title is what I had to start with: People Look East. Of course, it refers to the Star of the East, but most spiritual traditions tend to look east, even if they come from the East. And we're looking east today. We say peace from west to east. Why? Because our cultures are connected all the way through, and much of it begins there. And we're going to go to a song now which will kind of connect this. It's from a record called Qawwali Flamenco, and it combines the music of Pakistan and India, that's mystical Sufi music that started in the Middle Ages, called Qawwali, with flamenco music of Spain, because of the connection of the gypsies who took this music, the Rome people who took it out of India all the way to the Iberian Peninsula. And this is Tango al Mar. After Look to the East by Jennifer Cutting, we heard a song about looking to the east, Qawwali Flamenco. It's a record from France, features ensemble the Qawwali, Qawwali ensemble Faiz al Faiz, Duquende, Miquel Povera, and Chihuelo. And this is flamenco artists mixed with Qawwali music, and that kind of sets the stage for what we're doing. I love that. I love that cut where they play together. A lot of these records, fusion records, have traditionally been one group playing one thing and one playing another, and talking about the connections, or maybe seeing the connections but not mixing it together. And that's why I like this cut, because they mix it together and show how that connects. And in that cut, you've got the Qawwali singing with the improvised improvised singing, like scat singing, but using no words. You've got the same thing with the flamenco artists, the way they sing. You've got guitars, which came from Eastern origin through the Arabic people and their oud. You've got tabla drums and percussion mixed with the hand clapping that's used in Qawwali music and the palmas of flamenco. And you've got a chord progression, like, you know, let's take a chord like E minor, G, F, down to E. Everyone knows that progression. We play it in flamenco, they play it in Turkey, they play it in all kinds of music, in rock music. That, we kind of think of it as a flamenco-style progression. But that progression is called Pasacalla, and it goes back to the improvisational forms of the Renaissance and even before. It was probably something that came out of Italy and or Spain, somewhere in between, and its roots were even before that in African bass structures and chordal forms that the Arabs and the Jews and African people and Eastern people and Europeans developed in Spain in the Middle Ages. And this can be all studied, and you can go back to people like Ribera, who's one of the great writers about this, and Henry George Farmer, and many scholarly works can talk about this, but all you have to do is listen and you'll know. And this is very important at this time. This is our holiday time. Whatever you call it, whether it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Solstice, all the names we've got, and I'm not going to try to name all the names. I just know that humans, since the beginning of time, have seen the darkness that happens at this time of year with the solstice, the longest day of the year, and have responded to that light changing with a festival that demands some kind of sacrifice from some divine being, whether it's the earth, whether it's a god, whether it's Christ, or anything, or even from the family, or even the ceremonies that the Jewish people have. It's that acknowledging of the death of one year into the beginning of another, and all that that means. And all these traditions today that are bringing about so much good in the world, and yet there's so much anger and so much fighting. And on social media, people are spewing anger and hatred. And so my response, and Serdar's response, and our response here at KKFI, is to play this music in a way that shows the connections, in a way that shows that we are linked through music and culture for thousands of years, for eons, and that we are really one people and one planet. And I hope this show today will show that and show that connection, because the depth of passion I feel for that connection is something that's guided my music for a long, long time. So we will hear now, before we go to some other cultures and other ideas, we will hear another connection from West to East on another album where I like the fact that these people put something together. It's Philippe Pierlot, who's a French viola da gamba player, and Dirubogost, who Diruba is actually the name of an instrument as well, but that's his first name. And he plays the sarangi, which is the classic Indian bowed instrument, their form of viol or violin. You play it on the knee upright, just like the viola da gamba, and it is a type of ancestor. And I like this record because I've done this for years, played medieval and Indian music together, and that's what they do on this cut. This is an example of a tune that comes from Quattrocento, from Spain, from Italy, one of the few known medieval dance tunes. Everyone knows it who plays medieval music, and there are many traditional, quote, versions. This is a little different. It's called Lamento di Tristano. Of course, Tristan was one of the great knights of the medieval romances. Those romances, the forms of poetry they used, the troubadours themselves, and the instruments they played all had their origins in Moorish Spain, from Sufi roots, from the mystic Sufi poets and musicians who traveled all across Asia and Middle East and came to North Africa and then came to Spain. And all our troubadour tradition, all the way up to Bob Dylan, is related to this connection, whether you're the Ashik of Turkey or the troubadours of Spain or the tarab, which is the word that is the origin for troubadour. And Idris Shah writes about this in a book that's been reprinted after 20 years called The Sufis. It's very important to know these sources. These connections are related. So we have a medieval tune, Lamento di Tristan, played on viola da gamba and sarangi. We heard Philippe Pierlot on viola da gamba and Dilruba Rost on sarangi, two viol instruments, upright, played bowed instruments with a common tradition, one from India and one with roots in Moorish Spain and Western culture. The viola da gamba really represents the two because it's a combination of the rabab, or one of the early Eastern fiddles, mixed with the early guitars and lutes with frets that you played with your fingers, called vihuela. And as such, it represents these cultures. And one of the great players to do that connection before us is Jordi Savall, of course, who is the great maestro today who's associated with these instruments. And we'll hear a little bit from him later. He's been a big voice for these connections and has inspired me, as well as I think many other people, because of that. He had planned a concert in France to support the refugees and to support the situation that's going on with so many people in need there. And it's been either postponed or delayed by the questions of security there. But I support his idea for this and like the idea, and was inspired to at least speak out for humanity and for the connections we have of all our cultures. And so today, music for peace from West to East is about that. And we just listened to East and saw a bit of the connection, because the sarangi and many of the instruments of India, of North Indian music, which is differentiated from the older Southern Carnatic tradition, which is purely Hindu music, it's mixed with the Muslim music that came from Persia, because the Persian people invaded India starting in the 1200s, and that invasion brought with them much culture, including many Sufi traditions, especially the Chishti Sufis who inspired Qawwali, and most of the instruments that we are familiar with in North India, the sitar and the sarangi and all these other instruments, developed out of Persian instruments, which are from the same tradition as the Arabic and all have their roots in Central Asia or ancient Mesopotamia. And it's a huge story and a huge connection that we could talk about at length, and I hope we'll have many more shows to do. But you get the basic idea that all these instruments have a relation, and so do the traditions and how they evolve by minstrels and wandering musicians traveling, sometimes just to travel and sometimes for a real purpose and for a real design, to spread these mystical and spiritual ideas as well as the enjoyment of the music. Now we're going to go to one of my favorite artists, one I like to feature. He's originally from Aleppo, Syria, which is one of the great cities we hear about in the news. And of course, most people don't know what this means, what Aleppo and Damascus as well, in these cities of greatness for 10,000 years minimum, have been decimated because of everything that's going on. And the people who are coming out of these cities are heir to a tradition that was education and knowledge going back to the ancient world. Aleppo borders near Turkey. Many people from Turkey in the old days traveled there when it was part of the Ottoman Empire. I know people whose ancestors and families were educated there and came back to Turkey with that knowledge. And he's from Aleppo many years, Syrian, Christian background, but no religious affiliation. He's a brilliant, brilliant composer, mostly of putting Arab poetry of all eras to music. And his name is Abed Azriyeh, and I have the deepest respect for him. He's a personal friend, and he has influenced me deeply. This is a record called Mystique, in which he features some of the Arabic poets, and we're going to have, first of all, a cut from Ibn al-Arabi, who's one of the greatest, next to Jalaluddin Rumi, is probably the greatest and most profound Sufi poet of a tradition of great Sufi love poets. This is cut number one from that, and it's by Ibn al-Arabi. Excuse me, I have to pronounce from a lot of languages here. After that, we'll continue the North African tradition of this and go to an Algerian singer, Houria Aichi, whose background is Gnawa and different tribal music of Algeria. This is a pretty interesting studio cut called Goumari. And then we'll go back to Abed Azriyeh from the same record and play the other great poet, Mansour al-Hallaj, who was from Baghdad, another city that has suffered terribly and was one of the great ancient cities of knowledge for thousands of years. Hallaj was an early martyr who realized in his Sufi practices a lot of things that were heretical at the time, and was killed for his expression of his belief. So we'll hear Abed Azriyeh, Houria Aichi, and then Abed Azriyeh again. We heard from Abed Azriyeh from his CD album Mystic, and then we heard from Houria Aichi from her wonderful record Renayate, and that was called Goumari, and she's an Algerian singer, and that was basically a chant from the Algerian tradition they do, the Nawa tradition, that she put much Western influence in with piano. And of course, the North African version of the bouzouki or cittern or mandolin is called mandol. And the words to that were simply, Goumari, Goumari are the sultans of Gnawas. Praise be to God, praise be to the Prophet. These Goumari are the sultans of Gnawas. And the two poems by the two Arabic Sufi poets who are so important, both from one from Iraq, Baghdad, and one from Murcia in Spain, that were put to music by Abed Azriyeh, who is also originally from Syria and lives in Paris. The first one, Je suis celui Kajem, or I Am the One I Love by Al-Halaj, and Perplexité, or Perplexity, Ibn Arabi. And the words basically, I am the one I love, and the one I love is me. The mirror reflects the two of us, nothing else. The singer strayed from the truth. He sang of one alone, but we are two spirits dwelling within a single body. You may be wondering about our story, yet if you saw us, you'd not be able to distinguish between us, for I am the one I love, and the one I love is me. If you see him, you see me, and when you see him, you see both of us. This is an expression of the mystical tradition where one realizes that there is no separation, and when one loves, it is seeing oneself and God at the same time. And this is a very ancient mystical tradition and has been misinterpreted by people who created martyrdom from Halaj and many others, and I'm certainly not a deep enough mystic to be able to explain this to people, and it can't really be explained anyway, but experience. But the Sufis are some of the masters throughout the ages of speaking about this, as are all the mystics of all traditions. And if you read those scriptures and those mystics, you realize that there's no truly great spiritual teacher in the world who doesn't speak of the unity of all mankind and all religion. And it's pretty important to remember that at this time of year with all the different traditions that we celebrate. Secondly, Perplexity by Arabi. Where is my beloved? By God, please tell me, where is he? I've seen his shadow, but will I see him for real? I searched for him so many times over and often tried to go and join him, though I know with conviction he's far, far away. I'm not all sure of his closeness. Could it be that my lodestar blocks the way between him and me, so my eyes may rejoice at the sight of him, and I'd be free of this endless questioning? And this is the traditional words of these are the traditional words of the mystics throughout the ages. So we will get to the top of the hour by playing, first of all, a great group, from Begonia Olavide and Mudéjar. But first, we have to announce that this is KKFI FM 90.1 in Kansas City. You're listening to Global Roots, and I am Gerald Trimble. Our engineer and producer, Nila Farmo, is helping to train Serdar Tunstan, who is going to be part announcer today and part engineer. But this first half of the hour, we have to really, really compliment him, because he learned to be an engineer. It's far too complex for me. Besides, I've got all these CDs out in front of me trying to read all these different languages. And I love the chaos, but it's kind of improvised, just
Gerald,
like the music.
Gerald, you're doing great.
So, well, Serdar, you are still here, and we're glad. And Nilofar, we really appreciate you. We love being guest hosts on Global Roots on KKFI-FM in Kansas City, or KKFI.org internationally. And we'd love to hear from people who are listening anywhere else, because this is a worldwide connection, and we love to hear from them. And we love the fact that we're coming from Kansas City. So this is KKFI-FM 90.1 in Kansas City.
Okay, you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. We're on Global Roots Program. Gerald Trimble and I are the hosts for the program today, and we're moving on to the next city.
We're going to go to Begonia Olavide, who plays the salterio. It's a type of dulcimer zither related to the canun of the Arabs. And she has a group called Mudéjar. Mudéjar, of course, were the Spanish Moorish people of the time of the civilization that existed in Spain for 700 years from the time of the Islamic occupation, and when they had moved across the world through the country we know, countries we know as the Middle East, into North Africa, West Africa, and as far into the west as Spain. And this culture that existed in the south of Spain, Al-Andalus, now called Andalusia, was one of the highest cultures we've known in the last 2,000 years anywhere in the world, really only equaled by Renaissance Italy. And this culture combined three groups. They call it the Tres Culturas, the Muslim, the Jewish, and the Christian together. And for a time, they did live in a relative stability in which they influenced each other. And, of course, Europe at this time was a savage, savage, dark age community that had very little to speak of itself. And most of the civilization that came back after the Dark Ages came through Spain and to some degree Italy, period. Except for the Crusades, which are a sad period and very much a historical harmonic of what's going on today, except at that time it was people from the West going to supposedly win Jerusalem back from the infidel. And what really happened in this time is it was a cultural exchange in which they brought back the same instruments that they found in Moorish Spain. They brought back mystical knowledge. The Templars were direct descendants of the Sufis. There's so much that connects this, and so much that came out of the savagery of war, which mankind has been quite good at perpetrating for thousands of years. But in that savagery comes, in some way, the positive part of the connections that people realize. So we have these traditions that get passed and they grow as they're passed by musicians and writers and poets and sometimes just regular people. For instance, in Kansas City, years ago, we had no kebab. We had no Middle Eastern restaurants. Well, with all the people who come as immigrants, we have those now. We have food that you might have only gotten in New York even 20 years ago, or some of the coasties. And now many, many cities in America have the food, the great food from the Middle East. We get this music. We hear it. You don't hear it much on the radio, a lot of what we're playing today. I'm very, very happy that Kansas City can be a place in which much of this music originates that doesn't get heard even in major urban areas. But the connections get passed in many, many surprising ways, and this is why we should never, never be quick to judge or look down on any other culture or why people should be welcomed. And I'd like to start with this song from Begoña Olavide and Mudéjar. It is one of two songs by the composer and musician and singer Juan de Encina from the 16th century, and these villancicos, or songs that he wrote, were much about the Moorish influence and the loss of this culture. The first song we'll hear is one version of from 700 AD till 1492, and that's, yes, Columbus time, that's Ferdinand and Isabella Los Reyes Católicos, who were the real perpetrators of the loss of this civilization. They tried to create what was called Reconquista, meaning winning back Spain for the Christian religion, and in so doing they made huge, huge losses. They expelled the Jews, who, of course, the Sephardic Jews, with their great traditions, went many, many places. Turkey, for one, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes in this hour. They went into New Mexico and places where they hid but carried their traditions on. And they went many, many places, as well as the Moorish people, some who were expelled, but also who just hid. Many Spanish people went to great lengths to prove in their genealogy they had no Moorish blood, which, of course, is impossible because most people there were related because it had been 700 years of cultural mixing. And this song laments the loss of Granada and the great cities of the south when Boadilla, or Boabdil, the Moorish king, surrendered his sword to the Christian army. And the second song is from an excellent young viola da gamba player, Fahmi Alkai, and Arcángel, he's a great flamenco singer today, their collaboration, Las Idas y Las Vueltas. And it's one version of the best-known song called Paseabas el Rey Moro, The Passing of the Moorish King. Begoña Olavide sings the best version of this song, but I couldn't get hold of the record of that today. And then we'll go back to another Juan de Encina song by Begoña Olavide. From Begoña Olavide and Mudéjar, first, Que te tiré de Granada, and it's, what of you, disconsolate? What of you, O King of Granada? What of your lands and what of your moors? Where do you have your dwelling place after the armies of Ferdinand and Isabella finally conquered the lands of the south and the great Moorish civilization? These were the words also from Paseabas el Rey Moro, from Fahmi Alkai and Arcángel, the flamenco singer, Fahmi Alkai, the viola da gamba player, Las Idas y Las Vueltas. And this song The Moorish king was writing about the city of Granada when letters came to him saying that Alhama had been captured. Woe is my Alhama. Letters came to him saying that Alhama had been captured. He threw them in the fire and had the messenger slain. Woe is my Alhama. Collapsing, he wept. I shall carry you in my soul. So great is my sorrow, and I shall never renounce you, even though this might cost me my life. Then spoke a learned doctor, an old man with a grisly beard. This is just what you deserve, good king. You have been rightly served. And it's just, it talks about the back and forth fighting between people for generations. And finally, in the last song by Juan de la Encina, it goes into a lament for the fighting, a relentless rage and fury. Una sanosa porfía. This is from the 16th century. A relentless rage and fury, doomed and luckless, doth pursue me. Never shall I feel joy again. Now ill fortune set to rule me. His mighty company of knights, dazzling as the brightest sun, falls upon my captains and my men, now slain or beaten every one. By night, Muhammad's holy mosques to Christian churches consecrate, are Moorish women captive held, whose grievous cries bemoan their fate. And it's just another story in history of one culture dominating another, and it keeps on. But maybe through the music we see the connections, and that's what I hope we can do. As we go now to, again, a man who has really brought this together, Jordi Savall, the Catalonian viola da gamba player, who now is kind of an international figure of ambassadorship, because he realized early on that his instrument, the instrument that he and others, Vilan Kuik, and there are many other great viola da gamba players, it's kind of like Ravi Shankar, he's the one that got known through mass media, and he's used this in a good way because he's shown people the connections. And much of his concerts now, as we saw in Kansas City, very surprisingly, I think, to many people, when he came a couple of years ago, all the music was Eastern music from Turkey, Armenia, Israel, or Sephardic. And he basically played an accompanying role while these young musicians from these countries played. And that's what his mission is to show, because he saw through his instrument, the viola da gamba, how these cultures are connected. And I was inspired in the same way, and I feel the same way. I play a different kind of music with it. But he put out a record all about this, that what I love about the whole connection here, how it comes back to America, is that our jazz and our bluegrass and our rock and all the music we have with improvisation and taking breaks and playing solos, everything we know about in America, came from the African Arabic tradition. The Indian music is all improvised, and it came through, especially through the Persians. It came through the African music has always been improvisation, and all this music was improvised in the medieval times, Renaissance and Baroque. There was still improvisation, because Baroque music today, we know it as the Four Seasons, and many, many beautiful pieces played pretty much like they're written, because Baroque is a tradition that was broken and can only be learned from conservatory people now, basically, and the conservatory tradition was created after the Baroque era ended. So there's no true representation of what was really played, even though many people have their versions and many people try really well. But Jordi Savall has often said, and I agree with him, if you want to hear more of what it probably sounded like, go listen to folk musicians and traditional musicians today, because it probably had a rougher sound than it did then. And although I wouldn't say that Jordi Savall achieved this rougher sound, because he's very classically oriented, he's really brought in a lot of different ideas and instruments and sold it well to a large public. And we're going to play from his record La Folia, because the dance La Folia is another one of those chord progressions I talked about, and it's the best known, it's the jam tune of the Renaissance and Baroque. And this La Folia, as we know, as a dance that has its origins, according to many scholars, in Portuguese music from the late 1400s, and it means a wild dance done by peasants. Of course, it went on to be used as an improvisation, and even into people like Marie Marais, who played much more sedately in 18th century France, and later on Corelli, many, many different composers we know in the Baroque used this for their variations. But it was originally improvised, and this is a version from a Villancico, also from Juan de la Encina. And then we will go to a cut from Fahmi Alkai, again, from a great record. He says it right,
Rediscovering Spain on the Glossa label, and his group, Academia de Piacere, they play another well-known tune called Romanesca in its general term, but known colloquially as Guardame las Vacas, and this is his Diferencias, which means versions or improvisations, Diferencias sobre las Vacas, or variations about las Vacas, and then we'll come back and see how this music connects to our more familiar music. Well, we heard from İhsan Özgen and Anatolia with Bela Bartok's Romanian Dance and Çeçen Kız by Tamburi Jimmy Obey. Again, another form of mixing our classical and Eastern traditions, and it's been something that's been going on for many hundreds of years, and Turkey is a great example for that. And the immigrants who came from Turkey to America in the late 19th, earliest 20th century, the Ottoman American diaspora, and there were lots of people who came from that tragedy, and there's a record called To What Strange Place, the Music of the Ottoman American Diaspora, 1916 to 1929. It's a great little three-disc set that has Kurds and Armenians and Turks and Greeks and all the people who came to our shores. Give us your huddled masses, and that's what it was about. And this one we heard just then, that scratchy record, Nishan Kelikijian, was a Turkish Armenian. And you heard in the verses, although it was not in English, you heard him say melting pot at the end of every verse, and that's because he even saw that at this time, and he used the English term melting pot, which is what it is. That's what America is, and that's what the world is. It's a melting pot of many people, and these cultures coming together for whatever reason, through wanting to better themselves or through tragedy, refugees. We must see that those connections are important and that we're able to welcome. So at this holiday time, we wish you through the connections of this music that those things will be possible and that we will put down our swords and enjoy worldwide a holiday and a connection of peace. I would like to play, because there were some requests for our own music, I'd like to play from my CD, Uncharted, the holiday for the holidays, my version of Green Sleeves to a Ground. This Uncharted CD on MSR Classics, produced by River Gregorian, features Gerald Trimble on viola da gamba, and this was a cut that I put out there because it was familiar, and yet it was an opportunity to improvise the way they did on this music. And then we'll finish with St. Paul's Steeple, or the Duke of Norfolk, which ends up with the same progression we started with, the flamenco progression, but mixed with a little bit of English style, because it's an English tune from the 1650s, and re-Latinized, because we put a lot of percussion and a more Latin feel to it. So we'll listen to those and come back at the end of the hour and wish you happy holidays.
You are listening to 90.1 FM KKFI Global Roots Radio. Our next program is Native Spirit Radio, and we're going to close out with one more cut by Gerald Trimble. Go ahead, Gerald.
I really want to thank Serdar for engineering and Niloufar for teaching him and producing. We love doing this show. And that last one, I promised Green Sleeves from the Uncharted CD, but due to a miscommunication with me and Serdar, mostly my fault, we played a Turkish tune, which was great because we ended a Turkish set. That was Dokumaja Kuzlada, or the Weaving Girls, from my CD, Uncharted, on the MSR label, and I want to thank the people who asked to hear that music today, which is why we played it, and also I'm very honored that it did make the first ballot for a Grammy nomination. A little guy like me, that feels really nice, and I'm really grateful for all the people who supported that, and we're also grateful for KKFI and for all you wonderful listeners all over the world. I hope that this shared some of the connections that we feel for this music and that exist in history, and we wish you lovely holidays of every name. And we finish with the Duke of Norfolk, or St. Paul's Steeple, and it's another Baroque jamming tune from England based on progressions that go back very far into Africa and Asia and are still known today in flamenco and is known as Passacaglia. So, again, happy holidays to everyone, and we wish you peace and blessings.